Wow.
I was saving that.
Welcome, everybody, to our podcast called...
Hi, guys. It's Alexis Monroe. We have a special guest here today.
Hello.
Yup. Hubby.
Hubby is here.
That's me.
And the name of our podcast is My Friend is a Porn Star.
Oh, my gosh. She introduced us, you guys.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
She did it. Episode 5. Finally got it down.
We're all in the same room today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Pretty great. So it's pretty cool that we have Hubby here because we get to talk about you guys and when you first met, how you met.
Sure.
And I'm sure people have lots of questions. I've gotten some questions actually, and I didn't tell you this, that people want to know.
Well, we both know the story, but I'll let Alexis articulate it her way.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I've heard, I guess, versions of it, yeah. So I want to hear the full version.
The full version. Well, he shot my very first porno.
It was your first porn?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
Wow.
My very first one, he was the director, and I was fucking terrified because... the guy that I had to work with was writing me poetry before the scene.
Excuse me, what?
And I was like, is this normal?
Is that
and
normal?
Everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You'll come across some interesting characters. You know, he definitely actually never did adult content before either. So they were like two newbies, and that happens to me sometimes when I was directing. Like, mm-hmm. you get two brand new people, and then sometimes it's great. Sometimes you're like, wow, I don't know how this is going to work out, because mm-hmm. they're both probably nervous. They never experienced this before. But he just ended up being kind of like a nerdy guy.
And he was just like, you're so beautiful. Yeah. Like, I was definitely under this whole impression that it was just kind of like, hi, my name is Let's Fuck. And you just, there's no wooing or anything like that. It was just supposed to be very, like, cut and dry. And I was not ready for, like, the whole emotional aspect that he brought to the table that day.
Yeah. So I had been directing for a few years now, and this was her first adult experience, so adult production experience. And I met her, and obviously when I met her, I was like, oh, she's cute, she's pretty, like, she seems nice. And then it just kind of, like, escalated from there. But, like, I directed her first few scenes, several more after that, and then eventually I was able to perform with her.
Well, it literally became annoying, I think, to all the other directors, because I was like, can I work with him now? Yeah. And the whole scene, I would just be staring at him, and I'm like, hi.
So I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but Hubby and I were having lunch. This is way before he ever met you. And I remember, I think it was at Burger Lounge. And
yeah,
I was, because it was right by, you know, where we were.
Yeah, we ate there all the time.
Yeah. And I remember we were talking about dating. And you were bummed because you had tried to date somebody or something and it just didn't work out. And I said, well, why didn't it work out? And you said, well, I really like nice girls and it's hard to find somebody who understands what I do, you know, and is not totally insane. And
yeah.
I get it. So
I don't know how we ended up with
this. You're not totally insane. Just a little.
You know what? You guys, I am getting much better in my old age, okay? I have settled down quite a bit in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Actually, when I first met her, her personality was very, like, reserved and sweet. But maybe that was just because, like, it was her first experience doing that, so mm-hmm. she didn't know how to act.
Sure.
But when I first met her, it was very reserved, sweet, mm-hmm. like, you know, almost kind of, like, I guess, silently cute, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man.
She didn't become a loudmouth until years later.
But really, though, I have become much better in my older age. I now garden, and I don't yell as often.
Well, in my old age, I became a hobbit. All I want to do is smoke a cigar or a pipe and, not a cigar, those are gross, pipe, and garden and eat.
A Gandalf pipe?
Yeah. drink a lot.
Well, trust me, with this whole quarantine, I've been doing a shit ton of gardening.
Yeah.
Like, literally every day I'm out there because there's not much to do. I'll try to get a half-assed workout in, and technically I can still do some work career-wise, but yeah, we're just doing it like the rest of everyone else. We're pretty much taking care of the dogs, you know, just going for 10,000 walks a day, doing whatever we can, but yeah, we're in the mix of it with everyone else.
So, your first scene, you had him as director, and then how long did it take for you guys to do a scene together?
I think it was like 6 scenes in, because the way that it worked is like I would fly in for like a week, and then I would just shoot all of my scenes that week, and then I would go home for like a month, and then I'd come back. So I think it was my second trip out.
Might have been a couple months, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many scenes in a week would you do?
That really depended on the guys, because like guys would come in and they would either get approved or denied. So it was kind of like I just had to wait. Like I went out a couple times and only did like 1 or 2 scenes. And then there were other times where I had like 8 scenes in 1 week.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was kind of like all over the place. But my first trip wasn't bad. And then I think, because the second trip was when it was my birthday, right? Because it was Halloween?
Second or third, but yeah, you did come out on a birthday trip around October, or we had a Halloween party.
Yeah, because there was supposed to be, like, this dom scene where, like, it was supposed to be 2 guys and a girl, and, like, it was supposed to be, like, a dominating scene. And the girl that was going to do it, for whatever reason, couldn't do it, and I was, like, super down. I was like, I'll do it! And they didn't end up doing it because I was so new that they were like, no, we don't trust that, you know, it'll go that way. So we ended up just doing a scene after instead, because they were like, well, we still have both of you here. Like, you're both ready. So that was why we had our first scene. It was cute.
Okay. So your first scene, so what happened?
Well, you know, you put the P and the V and the magic happens and you're like, well, bam, hello.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how it works, everybody.
It's pretty self-explanatory how it works.
I mean, we worked for a very vanilla company. Like, it was just very much like college dorm room sex where you're just you make out, you take off your clothes, you fuck. And then at the end, you're like, thank you.
Yeah.
So I guess what I mean by how did it work or what happened was, so what was the scene? And then, you know, what did you feel during it? Did you guys know that you were into each other? You know, what happened?
I mean, I think we both had, you know, articulated that, you know, non-verbally that we were kind of into each other.
Okay.
And we were both definitely excited to work together. And after that happened, it was kind of a thing with my company that I worked with that it's like you're not supposed to really, you know...
Because he was, like, upper, like, in the way that the company worked, he was, like, upper level, and so he wasn't supposed to, like, fraternize.
Yeah.
I see.
With the models, because he was, like, management, kind of. Mm-hmm. So, like, well, considered in this fucked up company, that's how it worked. But, so he wasn't supposed to date models, but after we did our scene, I was like, that was the best sex of my life, and I need to marry this man now. So I pretty much harassed him and harassed him and harassed him. Until he agreed to go on a date with me.
How many times did she ask you?
Well, the way it worked, I mean, we always kind of communicated a little bit nonchalantly, but the way it worked was we were in a studio condo that we had rented to shoot in with the company, and it was like a daytime scene I filmed with her, and she was finished, and basically what she did is she took my cell phone and put her number in it. Because I wasn't able to, like, I was afraid to ask, you know, as far as my job goes.
Sure, sure.
But I just literally was like, hey, can I see your dog? And he was like, yeah. And I think I put my name in there as Shannon, right?
Shannon.
We made a fake name for him, just in case, like, someone's
crazy. Yeah.
And that lasted for a little while, and then eventually the owner of the company kind of caught on, and I admitted, like, what was happening. He gave me the approval that it was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which he ended up later regretting in life because I took him away from
him. His top star.
He got really upset, but it's fine because I won.
So you guys had chemistry the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely. I think that's one of, like, the best feelings, I guess, is when you, like, hook up with someone, you're like, wow, you just get it. Like, everything flows. Everything is, like, good. It all feels good. Like, you're there. Like, the chemistry, the emotion, everything is all the same. And I think that's what really makes, like, a good sex partner.
Yeah. Definitely has to be a connection. It's more than just sex, you know?
I feel like you can have, like, porn sex and it mean nothing and, like, it can just be very robotic. But when it, you know, when you have sex with someone and it's not that way, it really stands out. And you're like, oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, there's a clear difference.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you guys did the deed, had the thing.
So, yeah, first of all, we never were intimate before. It was camera first.
Yeah.
So the very first time we ever had sex was in a scene.
That's
so
a
like,
trip.
It's, like, filmed for everyone to see.
Forever. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
And then she asked me out. It was her first 21st. It was her 21st birthday, so she had never had a legal drink before. And we agreed to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a Yard House
mm-hmm.
in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got her, I think it was, what was it? Like a margarita or something?
No,
or?
I had like the Island Paradise or whatever.
It was
like blue fruity fruit drink. But
what
he's
the fuck?
Missing the best part because he had to pick me up from my hotel that I was staying at. And normally you go on the date first and then have sex. But
right.
He like came to my door and
that's
I was
right.
just in lingerie. And I was like,
oh.
Hi.
Yeah, she was staying at a hotel that they put her in for model housing, and we basically did that first, and then went, and then again, no.
Like two more times.
I love the way he explains it. We communicated verbally. We did the thing,
yeah.
And you're like, yeah. So I put lingerie on, and I had a fruity drink. It's the way you guys both explain the story is amazing.
You guys, I don't even know if I can articulate how great the sex is still to this day, but when I had sex with him for the first time, I was like, this is a whole nother level of, like, sex. It's not, like, sex. It's, like, Olympic sex.
Well, I'm very happy I can. I'm very honored to be able to be called that.
Well, you must... So, did you realize then that you had been having horrible sex?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Sorry, guys and girls, but yes.
Yeah.
No, I think I just realized what real sex was. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like when you have sex for the very first time in your life, you're young, you're inexperienced, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, guys who are still new at sex, too, they don't help you out. Like, as a girl trying to have sex for the first time, like, boys aren't like... Can you suck my dick with a little more tongue and less teeth? They don't say shit to you.
They don't care.
They don't care. They're just like, oh my God, her mouth is on my dick.
Yeah.
I don't care if she's taking
yeah.
off 10 liters.
Right.
And it wasn't until I got into porn where a guy actually critiqued my blowjob skills. All and
right.
was like, can you do this differently, please?
Oh.
And I was slightly offended and also really impressed because I'm like, who does that?
Right.
But he had like... I don't know what happened. He, like, a girl broke his dick in a scene or something.
Oh.
So, like, there was a sensitive spot. So he's like, please don't do that because it literally makes me lose my boner.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the adult industry also, it probably helped me out a lot as well as far as the relationship goes with Alexis. Is I learned how to navigate, like, things a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm, like, I don't think I'm, like, the most talented sex guy in the world. It's just I know how to communicate, and I know what things, like, if there's certain subtle movements girls are making, I can know, like,
mm-hmm.
what they need better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that helped us out a lot, too.
Well, and I think, too, like, when you're in a scene with a partner for the first time, 9 times out of 10, you haven't met your partner. Or if you have, you don't know that person in real life.
Yeah.
Like, you just know what they fuck with.
And everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is different. So I feel like guys are a little bit more beneficial in that way because most girls have the same tells. Like, you can tell if you're hitting her clit or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, like, if she's not wet, she's probably not into it. So, like, guys kind of have all that, but guys in this industry usually always have a boner. So you have no idea if what you're doing is good because they don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it was awesome as a brand new performer to be able to experience that where guys are like, hey, don't do this. Or like when we had been having sex more often, he would be like, hey, put your leg like this, or like, mm-hmm. You know, put your knees like that. Or he would like position me in our private life during sex, and he'd be like, this will feel better. And it totally did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like learning to have great sex for the first time. And it, normal people can be like, oh, like sex was great, but after being together for 8 years, it kind of is like, meh. Well, that's like never happened for us.
Well, I mean, and still, what I should give advice to people is, still to this day, we've had sex millions of times, like, still to this day, we still have to communicate with each other and be like, hey, this works today, this doesn't work right now, or this is what I need. Like, you just have to basically not be afraid to ask for
right.
stuff, you know?
And, like, I'm a really sensitive female. Like, my vagina is pretty much like Princess and the Pea. Like, if you just look at her funny, she is going to throw a fit. So, it's like, he is really challenged with my vagina because some days he can go deeper than others. And some days I like doggy. And some days I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And
it
just doesn't work. And so, I think that's our number one. Like, I always tell him, like, sex is our, like, love language. Like,
mm-hmm.
when we're having sex, it's how we put our emotions on the table. And I don't think that a lot of couples get to experience that. Like, normally it's like a quickie here or there,
yeah.
or they're having drunk sex or whatever. But for us, it's very much like, this is how we communicate when we're having like a really hard day, or like we're not able to communicate our feelings on, like, let's say work or,
mm-hmm.
or a friend or our jobs or whatever, or our kid. I feel like when we have sex, it's a way for us to express, like, oh, today you're being really sensitive, and I can feel that when we're having sex. So then I know how to, like, communicate with him in a different way.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, that's how the best sex I've ever had is because it was emotionally connective.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been with people who don't really want that. And that's hard to deal with, you know, because
definitely.
It's like the major turn on for me is the connective part. And
mm-hmm.
so I also think it's amazing, though, that you guys have obviously had tons of sex with other partners, and you know how to emotionally connect to each other. And I mean,
yeah,
I would
different.
Say a lot of couples can't do that.
It's different. Like girls are different. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys out there that basically, like, they just want to, like, quote unquote, get off.
Yeah.
know? And there's no emotion there, but I definitely much more happy when it's like an emotional connection.
Do you think it's because you've had so much disconnected?
It's probably because I'm desensitized,
yeah.
you know, to that point to where
yeah.
I've had to, like, you know, I don't want to say like fake it to, like, ruin any people's fantasies or anything, but
sure.
you know, when you're performing, it's a
performance.
Yeah.
Everyone has good and bad days.
Yeah.
So, like, there are definitely days where you go to work and you're like, I don't want to be here,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to work with this person, or, like, I just don't feel good, or I have a headache or whatever. Like, just like anyone else in the entire world, nobody goes to work every day and is excited to be there.
Yeah.
And in our profession, it's a little bit harder because you are in those intimate positions and you are supposed to be expressive in that way.
Well, we're actors, yeah.
And so we're acting just like anyone else is acting. But do we enjoy it? Yes, we still enjoy it, obviously. But it's like a different experience. On-camera sex and off-camera sex are completely different. And that's, like, one of the number one questions I get asked by couples all the time is, you know, what's your sex life off-camera? And I'm like, I'm not doing backbends and sucking dick
right.
at home. Like,
yeah.
I'm not hanging.
We're not doing ballerina poses.
Right. I'm like, I'm not hanging from fucking rafters to, like,
right.
squirt on someone's head.
Right.
No, like, we have sex just like everyone else has sex.
Right.
And it's just different. Like, can I do bullshit Olympic positions and, like, you know, crazy stuff? Of course I can,
mm-hmm.
but that's why I have a job.
Right.
So,
right.
Also, I don't want to risk getting injured in my personal life to have to call
mm-hmm.
a director and be like, so I accidentally did surprise anal and I dropped my asshole and I can't come to work. Like,
what is surprise anal?
Well,
accidentally putting the
dick
in the butt.
Got
yeah,
it.
So it's
got
like
it.
you're going, and it's
uh-huh.
wet, and, like, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, there's a dick in my butt.
I call that the porpoise, because then the girl's like,
I call it the Greek sneak.
Okay.
I call it, you're getting fucking punched in the face.
So let's talk about gay sex, because...
Okay.
Obviously that's how you guys met, is through a gay site. where they did have the male performers did have sex with women, mm-hmm. but it was secondary to all of the content that, you know, so
the company was primarily men on men, but mm-hmm. we had a bisexual site and just a straight up boy girl site.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that's why I went with that company in the first place was because they made it so glamorous. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we did a good job.
It was like the most beautiful men I have ever seen. And they're like, do you want to come work with these guys before they fuck each other? And I'm like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, and the testing was really good.
But
they
would pay for your test, they would pay for your travel, they'd pay for you to stay somewhere, all your food, all of your expenses, everything was covered. And as I was a brand new performer, I was in a shithole town in Michigan, and I had to work 3 jobs, and I was going to school full time, and I couldn't even afford my $800 mm-hmm. a month rent. And I applied online, and they're like, hey, do you want to come make a few $1,000? And I was like, are you kidding mm-hmm. me? And I asked, like, what I had to do. And they're like, literally, all you have to do is go get tested when you get here, and we'll take you. And you just have to live in our house and eat our food and fuck our dudes, and we'll give you a paycheck at the end. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And, I mean, in the straight industry, there's a lot of demonization about people working with, you know, men-on-men companies.
Yeah.
But the same, the only,
which is crazy to me.
The positive thing I can say about the company I worked for was we had the most strict testing protocol whatsoever. Basically,
yep.
you would test 2 days before you were shoot. You'd get your test on the third day. You were, I'm not going to say you were locked in a house, but like basically
you weren't
able to like leave and gallivant around
right.
town and all
go
that.
Party.
And it was
yeah.
before like Uber and everything too. So
yeah.
you had no way of getting
yeah.
anywhere. So
you were
in
there
this
to
house
work.
And
yeah.
you were there to work,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was really cool because in the straight industry, like, I'm not going to sit here and blast people, but I've had bad tests in our industry quite often from very, very well-known male talents because all they do is they sleep around on camera and off camera,
mm-hmm.
and they don't take precautions in being safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think our industry has definitely evolved a little bit more nowadays to be safer, but back then, it just wasn't that way.
Right.
So having to work with a company where they cared about your health and safety was really great.
It has to be the safest company I've ever worked
yeah.
with.
Yeah, I was proud yeah. of that they did that because they gave a shit. And you should.
Yeah.
And I think it's crazy, though, that the straight porn industry gets mad at the gay porn industry if somebody from the straight porn sleep.
Well,
it's so stupid.
I was blacklisted for a really long time because I was dating what then was a crossover performer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of companies wouldn't work with me because of that. And I didn't care. And I kept my stand. And
mm-hmm.
to this day, I will still fight for my opinion
mm-hmm.
that all performers are equal. Whether you're trans, whether you're gay, whether you're straight, whether, you know, whatever it is that you are, whatever sexuality that you are or you want to portray on camera, we should all be fair. And I think that the industry has come a long way because now we have box covers for trans members, and we have like gay porn and straight porn, and like we're expanding, and I think it's really, really great, and I'm really proud that our industry has come so far.
I agree.
Is it steak time?
Is it what?
Is it pick a steak time?
Oh, well, I was gonna ask one more
oh.
question.
Sure.
So you said with hubby was your first on camera. But you talked about flying to Florida. Because I know people are going to ask about this.
Yep. So I flew for his company first.
Okay.
And then I went to Florida because that's how Alexis was born.
Gotcha.
So, like, everyone always asks, like, what was your very first scene? But I always say my first scene as Alexis was that because I shot with his company for a while before
mm-hmm.
I went to Florida. And I didn't feel like that porn was the same. Like, when I went and shot for his company, it was like a glamour. I was like Princess and the Pea.
Mm-hmm.
But when I became Alexis and I shot for that company, they're like, you have to pick a name and you have to do all this. And they helped me out. That was like when I became like an actual porn star. Like, I was on the big, big name companies. I was all over the internet blasted.
Got it. So, sorry, second question. One more question. What did it ever bother you that he was a gay male porn star predominantly.
No, not at all. I mean, we obviously had the conversation, like, is this something that you need sexually in your life? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Do you want to have that? Because I thought it was super hot, and I was totally down to mm-hmm. continue to have threesomes or whatever mm-hmm. off camera, but it wasn't something that, you know, he needed in his sex life to be happy. He just wanted to date me to be happy and have sex with me to be happy, and mm-hmm. that was great. I just feel like if you don't have those conversations with your partner and you don't know what they like sure. or don't like, you're never going to be successful.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of the things I've come across throughout like that career was a lot of people have a hard time wrapping around their head the fact that like I could do what I did on camera, but I'm not that way in real
right,
life.
Right, right.
Because to be straight up honest, like I have so many gay friends. I love them to death, but I never have a fantasy outside of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yep. That's it. Yeah.
And I guess my biggest thing was I had never had anal sex until I got into the porn industry. Like, I had tried it, but it was never a successful, like, fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, the thought of, like, having anal sex was really intimate and really, like, you kind of have to know your partner to be
sure.
able to do that. And then I meet this beautiful man who is just so good at it. And I'm like, how in the fuck? Like, what is going on here? And I just thought it was so... That was why I picked that company, was because I thought it was just so beautiful the way that they, it was like dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were just so fluidly moving through these really intense sexual positions. And I was like,
do you think it's because, I mean, most men don't get a quote unquote taste of their own medicine, but you've been in both positions
yeah.
and you're like, that doesn't feel
I know,
so great.
Exactly how it goes.
Yeah. So
well, how to do anal, so I feel like he was like the best person, because
sure.
when I got into the industry, all these like straight dudes were like, oh, you have to do this and you have to do that to prep for anal, and I would go home and tell him this, and he's like, no, he's like, don't do any of that.
Yeah.
And so like he taught me everything I know about how to do anal, and after doing it in our business, I kind of picked up what works for me and what doesn't work for me, and I've been able to tweak it, but ultimately like he knew what to do better than most.
Well, I'll never forget, it was when I first started working for our company, and I walked down the hall and I met hubby here and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a performer but I edit videos too and all that. And I said, oh, so, do you have a boyfriend or, you know, and he's like, no, I'm straight. I was like, oh, okay. You know, obviously I'm gay and I get that sexuality is a spectrum and all that. So I just was, you know, curious, and I'm like, oh, so you're straight and, you know, you perform with gay men and, you know, how does that work? And he just goes, it's a job. And
yeah.
I would, if you had sex with a man, it would make you less gay. And I was like, touche, you are correct.
Well, what I always put it is like, if you saw a movie, say Brad Pitt's in a movie.
Sure.
And he has to do a role where he's having sex with a man.
Sure.
Everyone knows Brad Pitt's straight.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
And you can even add like Gerard Butler into that.
Sure.
Like a more masculine man.
Sure.
Like, you know he's straight.
Right.
But he's playing a character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like,
you can
do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, you know, you kissed a man, you're gay. I'm like, no, not necessarily.
No.
But, I mean, if I was gay, I'd be best gay man ever. I'd be at the dock waiting for the Navy ships to come in. Being like, you know, it'd be easy, you know? But I'm not.
Waving.
Believe me, I have tested this theory. I really, really tried. I'm like, are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah. But
if I was a gay man, it would be so easy.
It would, yeah. it made such sense to me, though, because he said that. And I'm like, yeah, women have been having sex with people they don't want to have sex with for thousands of years
right.
as a job.
Right.
It's the oldest profession
right.
in the world. No,
yeah.
It's like, hey, if you look at it as a job, and, you know,
right.
quite frankly, I've gone home with some women and had sex with them and I really probably didn't want to or wasn't super into it, but thought, well, I guess I'll just fucking do it.
Like, I can, so why not?
Yeah, I guess that's the same thing. And it probably wasn't as beautiful, I'll tell you that right now.
No. I'm just saying, okay, to this day I still really like watching two dudes fuck more than I like watching two girls or
no.
You were the first one I think that told me that. I didn't realize it was a thing that a lot of gay females, lesbians, would watch gay men porn.
Yes.
And I thought that was so weird because, like, obviously you're into female anatomy and
yeah.
all that, but it's just two dudes. I'm like, But I understand, A, lesbian porn sucks.
So bad.
But B, I just was trying to wrap my head around psychologically about why you do it. And I guess it's just the beauty and art of two men or something. I don't get it. I don't know.
You know, I think I've tried to make heads or tails of it too, because I always thought I was kind of weird. And then because I thought it was hotter. And I will say, I started asking friends and they're like, no, gay man sex is way hotter. And so we kind of started talking about it. And when you unpack it, it's like, yes, what you said, lesbian sex is or on camera is either super fucking fake.
It's awful, yeah.
Or it's
as a straight man, I can't watch it.
Yeah. Because you're an educated straight man, yeah. I'd say a lot of.
We're killing fantasies in today's
episode. Porn.
So, warning.
lesbian porn, that's not what happens, everybody. But, you know, it's made for straight males who don't understand what happens. I get it.
Yeah.
So, it's not made for us. And probably the best lesbian porn I've ever seen is the L word, because that's accurate. It's hot. But. Straight porn is terrible because it's usually demeaning to the woman, so we don't want to watch that
sometimes,
either.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot, you know, not all of it, but it's like
there are good companies now that are doing
there
like
are.
Passionate porn.
Yeah,
and I
yeah,
like that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you know what? I will have to say, I have been a performer for 8 years, and I have done a lot of girl scenes, but I had never had a real orgasm from a female ever in my life. Because it was not,
yeah,
it
wasn't
was all
real.
Like fake and pretend,
sure.
Whatever. But I shot for Girls Way, and I shot for their company with a couple of performers. And it wasn't until I shot for this one producer, and he was just like, I need a lot of kissing.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss, and you have to like be very sensual, whatever, romantic. And I had to do a scene with a girl that I was not physically attracted to whatsoever. She was like the exact opposite of a female that I would ever pick out at a bar. And it ended up being probably one of my favorite girl scenes in the entire world because it was so sensual and it was so much like licking and teasing mm-hmm. and being like very, very passionate and sensual. I didn't orgasm in that scene, but she did. And that was what I thought was fucking awesome.
Mm.
Because I was like, this is what lesbian porn needs to be.
Yeah.
But I was also dominating her, so that it's obviously why it was different for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could do those kinds of scenes every time, I would do way more like girl porn. Because these days it's just very much like, put a dildo in her ass. And you're like, this isn't. Feel good.
Yeah, I don't really like the yelling stuff and like slapping faces.
It's
and,
just
like, gagging on dicks.
Right,
like,
right.
Just to me, I'm just like, no one's enjoying it.
Right, like, right. Yeah, and so to go back to, I guess, why lesbians like gay man is, they're super beautiful. I'm
gay. Yeah, they take good models, yeah.
I'm gay, not, you know, I like women. But I'm not blind. I know what hot looks like, right?
Right. I can say a man's handsome.
Yeah, yeah. So, but a lot of times, you know, some of our fantasies is getting a girl off, right? Well, the gay man porn, it hits all of the categories where you're getting someone off. It's not fake because you guys can't fake it,
and
right?
They're pretty, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty. And a lot of times women want to be on top, or it's a fantasy of like using a strap on or just using
your
hands.
Mind in that situation.
Yeah. So it just sort of is like this win-win situation. You're like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah. It was always so hard for me to understand, but
mm-hmm.
I kind of get it, but
mm-hmm.
I'm still just like,
yeah,
maybe there's just a little part in your brain that's like naturally you're supposed to have like some dick somewhere or something, but
maybe
that's why girls have dildos still that are lesbians.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All I know is like, I get wet every time, every single time.
Yeah.
I'm like,
so here we have a straight girl saying she likes gay sex, but I mean, it's, yeah, I just think, you know what, usually too, it's performed better, or
no,
you guys film it better, you know?
I mean, our company did have a formula. I got bored with it because we did so much of the same thing, but
right.
I do see how people from the other side would look at it and be like, oh, that's great production,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it was just because it was real. And my number one thing, like, I'm not a big porn watcher. When I masturbate, I don't usually watch porn. So, like, it's not a, I'm not a big porn fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as a viewer, when it is more relatable, it makes me come faster. Because I feel like if this is something that I could do in my real life, that's so hot. So, like, anything that is, like, like college sex, like I said before, that's what this whole company based their shoots off of. It was very natural. It was on a bed, you kiss, you make out, you take off your clothes, you fuck, and then it's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very
It wasn't like, you know, you're not twisting around and doing all these bullshit positions and like faking it.
Right.
It was real sex, real kissing,
mm-hmm.
real like sucking dick. It was like very, very real life. Like this could maybe be happening at my neighbor's
mm-hmm.
house kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Yeah.
That was our next show.
Yeah, and okay. I just thought that was so, so hot.
Well, should we go into the state?
Yeah. Okay, so every single episode, she picks a state, and I get to tell her a crazy story from that state.
Oh, okay.
Let's pick one you guys have both been to. And
we've been to lots together.
I know.
She can pick one, yeah.
Should we talk about Detroit?
Yeah, that's fine. I remember that story.
When we got kidnapped?
Yeah.
I love it. Let's hear it.
So often hubby goes as my roadie and he'll help me out like with all of my stuff. And I think it's really great when you have someone to travel. The trip we had to go with my partner, Tegan Presley, we did a dance tour together. So we had to go to Detroit. Well, I'm from Michigan, so
8 Mile Detroit.
I know that when you're dancing on 8 Mile, you should probably have a big scary man with
probably.
You.
Probably, yeah.
You know, I'm a white girl with a big booty. And
wait, hold on. Is it as gross as the
say
movie?
Gross, but it is. It is seedy.
Okay.
You know, it's just you shouldn't go outside alone. You probably shouldn't go out after dark,
mm-hmm.
especially around a bar where people have been drinking, because it definitely gets rowdy.
Mm.
And not to say like it's like disgusting or whatever, because we really went to a really brand new strip club that was very clean.
Yeah.
They had really good food. And the staff was amazing. It was just a seedy part of
it. And once you get out of the doors, though, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go to Detroit, and I'm dancing with my best friend, and we get fucked up. Like, we are drinking all the shots, doing all the things. And the manager was like, here's another shot, here's another shot, here's another shot.
Female manager,
a female. Mm. Okay, so I'm used to men managers coming on to me and wanting to fuck me, but I have never had a female pursue me in this way before.
Wait, was she hot?
I'd say average.
She was average,
okay.
Like nothing crazy,
okay.
But not ugly. So she just kept pursuing, like not being inappropriate. Just like, here's a drink. Do you want
to
hang out?
Wait,
here's
on
a
scale
drink.
Of Heidi Fleiss to a truck driver from Montana, where was she on the scale?
I mean, I would say she was well put together, like. I on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give her like maybe a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was cute.
Yeah.
So she just kept, do you want to hang
6.5.
out? Do you want to hang out? Like, do you want to hang out? And like my best friend, like we've been best friends for a long time, and we're just really antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
Like we want to go get drunk, but alone. Like we want to be at our own hotel room, our own bar, whatever. Well, we have been drinking and dancing all night long. It's 2 a.m. The bar is closed. We're getting ready to go. She's like, okay, get in. We'll take you home. So we're driving. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that was our exit for our hotel. And she's like, yeah, I just have to stop at my friend's house really quick and then I'll drop you off. And I'm like,
it's a common lesbian swindle, everybody.
Now, let me tell you one thing about Alexis and tequila. When Alexis drinks tequila, you do not fucking piss her off because it is not cute. And I was the exact opposite of innocent and cute, like my husband would like me
mm-hmm.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, where is she taking us? I'm like, you better get up there and choke her out and steal this car and bring us back. And I was like getting very upset.
Well, the thing was like, she wasn't being like super aggressive or anything. She was just, I can see she was drunk and she like wanted us to have fun. So we're just like, she takes us to this big fancy house
mm-hmm.
with her friends and we have drinks there. But
uh-huh.
like,
she
eat,
basically
yeah.
was like, oh my God, the porn stars are here.
Oh God.
And
wait,
my,
why is this always happening? This happened to you in, where was it?
I
where you got kidnapped?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Go.
Everywhere. Everyone wants to kidnap the porn star.
Right.
And I just get so fucking mad because I'm like, don't you guys know I want to go home and take a shower and
right.
put on my fat pants and eat pizza?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I don't want to put this whole show on. So we get there.
3 hours later.
3 hours they were doing all the shots and all the drugs and all the shit. And it was just like a big fucking mess. Well, once I have gone down the black hole of anger, I cannot get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like once I'm mad. And so I was like screaming at these people. I'm like, I don't fucking want to be here. I don't fucking like you. Take me the fuck home. And all of a sudden her roommate, who doesn't fucking want to be there either, doesn't like that there are people in the house, She comes out with this fucking Labrador puppy.
Oh.
And I was like, everything's fine.
Oh.
Give me that dog. Can I pet that dog? And I took this dog and I literally was just sitting there with my red Solo cup and I'm like,
oh,
I'm happy now. And we literally stayed for 3 hours because of this dog. So you're welcome, Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a quite an experience. Oh, I believe I ended up getting, was that Detroit that I got
yes.
Pneumonia from?
Oh.
So we went to the, that was our first night that we got kidnapped.
Yeah, with Keegan Presley, yeah.
The second night we had to work again and we made so much money. It was an unbelievable amount of money. And I had never made that much money, but one of my dear, dear friends came all the way from my hometown, drove in, and she was like, we brought one of our friends, and they know a bunch of people here in town, and they were actually recording artists. So they came, and they threw it down.
Nice.
Like, he had to sit, so we got obviously wasted because we're doing shots with these guys,
mm-hmm.
and they're paying us thousands of dollars.
Sure.
So he had to take our trash bags full of money home and count them because we're shit-faced in the shower trying to get our lives together so that we can go to the airport.
Right.
And I'm falling down and she's drinking more and we're dancing around the hotel room and here's hubby sitting on the floor counting all of this
filthy cash.
Oh,
filthy
God.
Money. And so finally
strip
he's
club
like,
cash, gross.
He's like, you guys gotta help me out. Like, I can't count this all by myself. And we ended up having so much money. I technically shouldn't have even traveled with it because it was more than the allowed amount that you could fly with one person. So he is on the plane and he is like coughing and coughing and coughing. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And he's like, I counted your filthy fucking money and I don't feel good.
And this
and
is years ago before COVID.
Yeah.
And he was not feeling well, you guys. He was a champion because we got home. I had to take him to urgent care and the doctor's like, bro, you've got pneumonia. Like you have to be on this like cough syrup and you have to take these inhalers and you have to do all this stuff. And
do you hear that,
was,
Detroit? You guys took down one of the healthiest men in America.
He was not okay. And here are Tegan and I, and we're like, everything's fine. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry that you get treated like dancing monkeys when you go to, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can come here and relax and eat pizza in your fat pants.
We're very honored to be here with you.
Definitely.
Well, cool.
And we did have great sushi yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We went to sushi. They don't get great sushi where they're from, so.
We missed the Vegas sushi, but Austin was able to throw it down.
Yeah, good stuff.
Wes.
Well, I'm glad you guys are here. I love it.
We love you. All right, fam bam. So we're going to do another episode. So if you guys have any questions or comments that you want us to address, please message me on my Instagram, alexismonroe.co, on my Twitter, alexismonroexx, and I will answer all of your questions in the next episode.
You can also email us at myfriendisapornstar@gmail.com.
And maybe I'll be back someday.
Yes.
All right, you guys, we love you, and we will see you next time.
Out.
Bye.